title, Hallmark Channel Presents. Amuse Entertainment Production, Boyfriends of Christmas Past. A Home, Exterior. Credits, Catherine Hanekim. Raymond Oblock.
White Christmas. Okay, is there a Christmas song called It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Snowballs?
They smirk.
Oh, it was Jingle Bell Rock. I was drawing bells and rocks.
I can totally see that in an abstract art kind of way.
Got this, Nate?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, if you guys get this right, then you win.
Great.
But if you get it wrong, you'll be tied with me and Todd.
Which means going to a tiebreaker round. So, no pressure.
Ooh. Lauren,
so,
no pressure. Okay.
Don't listen to them. They're just trying to psych you out. You just, okay? Yep. Yeah, become one with the marker.
Picks a card.
Okay. Category is Christmas movie.
Timer starts now.
Lauren draws a halo and two wings on a large pad with the marker.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
Really?
Not again.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Seriously? That took you guys like 2 seconds. And that is why we are the
Christmas.
Wait for it.
Hats.
Game night champions for the third year in a row.
Wow, that's a very long and specific thing to put on a hat.
Losers get first dibs.
Food. Lauren and Nate take a selfie.
That was so cute.
You know what? I don't even want any of those because victory tastes sweeter.
So, Miss Christmas Game Night Champ, how was your date with Cute Chef Girl the other night?
Oh, I had to cancel because I've been super busy at work.
Susie, fact check, please.
I mean, things are pretty slow during the holidays.
Maybe. It's been slow in the art department, but down the hall in marketing, we've been busy.
Okay, well, did you reschedule the date?
No, he wasn't really my type.
How is cute and cooks for a living not your type?
She shrugs.
He doesn't get my sense of humor.
Oh, that's a deal breaker.
Right?
It's a major deal breaker.
He asked me if I like French food, and let's just say he wasn't amused when I said escargot.
Thank you. That's why you're my best friend.
It's because I totally baguette you.
Lauren and Nate walk.
Nate Sugar, you had me worried there for a sec. I thought all your selfless work at the community center had ruined your competitive edge.
Yo, I've already ordered our championship hats for next year.
So how is work going?
He nods.
It's good. I can't believe I've been running the place for about a year now.
And you're about to cap it off with an epic Christmas Eve party for some deserving foster kids.
Yeah, there's still a lot of work left to do, but I mean, I'll get it done.
She nods.
You know, this party is going to be the hottest ticket in town. I mean, tremendous music, great atmosphere, wonderful decor. It's just a great reason to get all dressed up.
He points.
So, I mean, if you want, I could let you be my plus one.
Let me.
Yes. And then maybe afterwards we could go grab a drink.
She smiles coyly.
Well, I never miss a chance to wear a fancy dress. Besides, we're always each other's plus ones when we're single.
Yes.
And I was going to crash the party anyhow so I could help out.
Good. I'm glad you'll be there.
He nods.
And you're going to help me decorate the Christmas tree tomorrow night, right?
She narrows her eyes.
What did you say about free pizza while we decorate?
He rolls his eyes and smirks.
Of course I am.
She smiles at him warmly. He looks down at the hat in his hands.
Get quiet all of a sec. What's up?
His smile fades.
Lauren, there's something I need to talk to you about.
Okay.
She furrows her brow. She looks up at him. He looks down.
Pepperoni and pineapple on pizza. You know, that ain't happening.
What do you have against pepperoni and pineapple?
What do you have against taste buds?
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that.
A city. A man in a Santa suit with a red donation bucket rings a bell. Lauren walks up and puts money in the bucket. He nods at her. Lauren sits at a conference table.
Everyone take a seat, please. Let's get started.
Zenith Gold Media.
Are you all familiar with Granger Bakeware?
I'm pretty sure I've seen some of their muffin tins at my dad's house.
Oh, I own the same bread pan. Granger Bakeware is one of the top-selling bakeware brands in the country. However, this year they had a loss in sales, so they're looking to rebrand.
Lauren smirks.
This is a huge account, and it's up for grabs. We're tossing our hat in the ring.
When do they want to hear pitches?
Next week, Christmas Eve. I know it's a tight deadline, but Granger wants to hit the ground running with a new firm at the start of the year.
Bah, humbug. So much for the holidays.
And since we're under such a massive time crunch, everybody's going to need to submit their own individual pitches. And the best pitch will be presented to Granger. And if you need any visual aids, the art department will help you out.
I was this close to coasting through the holidays.
Just think of it as an internal bake-off.
She looks around the table and nods.
That was intentional. It's okay to laugh. Everything you need to know about Granger, you will find in your binders.
Lauren's office building. Lauren reads the binder at her desk as Susie walks up with chocolates. They both feign screams.
Why is the Granger Grinch here to ruin Christmas?
I know, right? Are you up for eating your feelings in the form of handcrafted holiday truffles I special ordered from Vienna?
Do you even have to ask? This peppermint truffle is already taking me to my happy place.
Oh, before I forget, here are the Christmas card designs I came up with for Nate's party.
Opens folder. Oh,
they're perfect. Nate is gonna love these.
Happy to help.
And thank you for having us over last night. I had so much fun, and not just because Nate and I won Christmas game night
for the third year in a row.
Well, you guys make a good team, and especially since you both have the same sense of humor. I'm just saying, you didn't want to go out with a cute, humorless chef, and Nate is hilarious. You two always make each other laugh.
That's because we're best friends.
Well, I couldn't help but notice that your best friend couldn't keep his eyes off of you last night.
You're reading too much into things. And speaking of reading, I should get back to this so I can start baking up some good ideas. Yeah, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Oversized Christmas ornaments. Lauren flips through the binder. Pop-up notification, 1 p.m., Christmas decoration shopping with Nate. She hurriedly gathers her things and leaves her office. A storefront. A toy train travels around a miniature Christmas village. Lauren walks through the store. She finds Nate.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I got held up at work, but you have me for the rest of my lunch hour.
Hey, thank you, and I could use all the help I could get.
You look a little lost.
There are like 20 different lighting options, and I have no idea where to start. You see, this is why I am a social worker and not a party planner. I just wanted to make this Christmas tree perfect for these kids.
Okay. I would go with the clear lights because it'll make the ornaments pop more.
He nods.
That's a good point. See, that never would have occurred to me.
Oh, before I forget, Susie showed me the Christmas card designs, and they look great. Each kid is getting their own personalized card.
Oh, and they'll be here in time for the party?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. You're the best.
Thanks, but Susie did all the work. Although I suppose my feedback, like, make that font smaller, made all the difference.
Hey, listen, a 20-point Helvetica font has been known to ruin many a Christmas card.
Are we really making font jokes?
Yeah, you know, I think we passed the dark threshold a long time ago.
We totally did. So are you ready for the toy drive tomorrow?
Oh, getting there. Luckily, I have a terrific group of teen volunteers helping me out.
It's so nice seeing the younger generation wanting to give back.
She picks up an ornament.
Did you just say younger generation? Like we're senior citizens or something?
We're right on the cusp of retirement.
Early bird specials.
He points at her.
Speaking of dinner, I went ahead and decided to commit a crime against pizza and ordered it the way that you like it. And I also got us a bottle of your favorite Pinot.
Should we really be drinking wine around the teens?
No, they won't be there. It'll just be us.
She nods, then pauses and turns around toward him.
You okay?
Yeah, I was just thinking about work, which suddenly got busy today. We have this new client that we're trying to land, and I'm under all this pressure to deliver this amazing pitch. It's due in a few days, so I really should be working on it after work, but I have plans with my dad and then with you.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. You don't have to come to the community center tonight.
She frowns.
I'm sorry. If it weren't for the pitch...
No, don't worry. I just don't want you to be stressed at work.
I promise I'll be at the toy drive tomorrow night.
You better bring the best toy ever.
Oh, trust me, I've got it covered.
A residential street, Lauren trims a tree.
I smell delicious things coming out of the kitchen.
Young's cooking your favorites. Kimbap and bulgogi.
She is? But we didn't have any dinner plans tonight.
We do now.
Young must have been cooking all day. Did you help at all?
You know the pact when it comes to meals. Young does the cooking, I do the dishes. That's the secret to our happy marriage and digestive systems.
You definitely passed your lack of culinary skills down to me.
So, you talked to your mom lately?
Yeah, she called me last week on her way to her hiking retreat in Machu Picchu. I think she'll be gone for a month. After that, she's off to New Zealand.
That sounds like her.
Yeah, you know how she is. Never in one place for too long and always off to the next adventure.
The tree looks beautiful.
Thanks to me. Luckily, I was able to pick up some of Lauren's slack.
I know what you're doing. You're angling for extra kippah.
Never!
Clutches his chest.
Don't worry. This is why I always make extra, to keep the peace.
Young leaves the room. He shoves Lauren gently, then runs after Young.
Young, everything is so delicious.
Compliments will always get you a plate of leftovers to take home.
Yes. So is Nate going to be joining us this year for our Christmas potluck dinner?
Yep, he'll be here. And since I don't want to ruin Christmas dinner with my terrible cooking, I'm bringing a case of soju like I always do. By the way, thank you for always making Nate feel welcome during the holidays.
Of course. He always has an open invitation.
My heart goes out to Nate. I can only imagine how hard it was for him growing up in the foster care system.
That's why he became a social worker, so he could help other foster kids like him. And now that he's running the community center, he's determined to give those kids the kind of Christmas he never had.
Still, no one should go through life without a family.
But we're happy to have him be part of ours.
I know he appreciates that.
You know, you're really lucky to have someone like Nate in your life.
Yes, Appa, I know I'm lucky to have a friend like Nate in my life.
Her dad and Young glance at each other.
I saw that.
I wanted you to.
Lauren rolls her eyes. City streets at night from above. A building exterior. A framed photo of Lauren's dad. Lauren puts a glass of water on her table and sits down. She picks up a muffin tin.
Speak to me, Muffin Tin. What will make people want to buy you?
Nate calls her. She picks up her phone.
Hey, Nate. How's it going?
Pretty good, I think. Just hung the last ornament. You want to see?
FaceTime.
I'm sorry I couldn't be there to help you.
No, don't be. It looks pretty good, I think.
Wow, it looks fantastic. See, you didn't need me there at all.
Yeah, I guess you're right. How is the rest of the pitch coming along?
It hasn't been easy. You know me, I don't know anything about baking or bakeware. I use my oven to heat up takeout.
But technically, that is a skill.
I definitely have a long night of work ahead of me.
Yeah, I figured that might be the case, and so I sent you a little moral support.
What do you mean? Okay, talk about perfect timing. Hold on a sec.
She stands and walks toward her front door. A man hands her a drink in a bag.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
She closes the door and sips the drink on the way back to her phone.
Well, did it arrive okay?
You remembered my favorite Christmas treats, gingerbread and hot chocolate.
How could I forget that? Honestly, that's what got us through winter finals. All right, I'm gonna let you get back to work, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
See you then. Bye.
She opens the cookies. Snow-capped homes from above. Lauren's home, her phone reads 2 a.m. Wind blows in her window. She wakes after having fallen asleep at the table. She rubs her arms, then walks toward the window. She turns around to find a teen boy eating her cookies.
I love gingerbread. Whoa, hey, that's not cool. Hey.
Who are you?
Throws pillows.
How did you get in here?
Lauren, chill, it's all good.
Wait, how do you know my name?
You don't recognize me?
That would be a no, stranger with a skateboard.
Fine, well, I'll give you a few hints. Lake Forest High School, algebra class, winter formal.
Tyler Mursky?
He outstretches his arms.
No way.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you remembered me. I guess people never forget their first boyfriend.
How exactly are you here right now?
The details aren't important. Look, I know this must be like a late night shocker for you, but it's good to see you. It's been a while.
A while. I haven't seen you since we were teenagers, which you apparently still are. How is that possible? Why haven't you aged?
Well, since we haven't seen each other since high school, it would make sense that you see me how you last remembered me.
Sure, that makes sense. Except that it doesn't.
Hey, try not to overthink things. It is what it is.
She shrugs.
You're right. I should just accept the fact that my high school boyfriend has somehow magically appeared in my apartment in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
I must be having some sort of gingerbread eating induced dream. That's a thing, right?
He points at her tree.
Nice Christmas tree, by the way. Reminds me of the time we went to our winter formal together. Remember how I got you that poinsettia corsage?
Sure.
Now you dump me at the end of the night.
How about we just fast forward to the part where you tell me what you're doing here?
Right. Well, as your very first boyfriend and definitely the coolest, I felt that I should help you out.
Coming with what?
Stuff related to your dating life.
Seriously? You're here to talk to me about my dating life?
Look, I'm not going to be the one to break things down for you. I'm only 15, but I will give you a heads up that before Christmas Eve, you'll be visited by three more ex-boyfriends.
Wait, more ex-boyfriends are coming here?
He nods.
Like, who? I mean, I don't know if I'm okay with that.
As I was saying, you'll be visited by three more ex-boyfriends who will...
Will what? Kind of on the edge of my seat here.
Just give me a sec, sorry.
Checks his cell.
So glad I texted this to myself. I knew I wouldn't remember the whole thing. Who will help you see a pattern of behavior in past relationships? Whoa, sounds pretty intense.
Pattern of behavior?
Yeah, so you can change your ways before it's too late.
Too late for what?
Find out soon enough.
When exactly? Tomorrow night? Night after? Answer me, Tyler!
He skateboards away. She wakes up at her table again after knocking over a plate. She looks around puzzled. Water. Building exterior. Sign, Stella Luna Gelato Cafe.
I had the craziest dream last night.
Oh. Lauren and Nate.
I dreamt that my high school boyfriend Tyler came to visit me. But the dream seemed so real that it freaked me out. He even ate some of the gingerbread you sent me.
No. The nerve of this guy.
I haven't thought about Tyler in years, so why was I dreaming about him?
Well, it could have just been a random dream that meant nothing.
Sure.
Or maybe you miss being in a relationship.
What made you think that?
Well, I mean, it's been a few years since you were with Logan.
What about you?
She shrugs.
When are you going to start dating again? It's been over a year since you and Alma broke up.
Yeah, I know. I've put dating on hold just while I set up the community center and...
And now it's finally open. What are you waiting for?
He shakes his head.
Nothing, I guess.
She nods.
To be fair, I love what I do, but I don't want my whole life to be about work.
Then you need to start putting yourself out there again so you can meet the right person.
Yeah.
He stares at her. She smiles.
By the way, my dad was asking if you're still coming over on Christmas.
He nods.
Yeah, definitely. You know I love the legendary Kim family Christmas potluck dinner.
She dances.
Do you know what you're bringing?
Yeah, a case of soju.
She frowns.
Don't you dare, unless you want me to cook something you'll actually have to eat.
Yeah, second thought, soju's all you.
She nods. Mm-hmm. Lauren's office. She sits at her desk typing on her laptop with the binder open next to her. She pauses, narrows her eyes, and tilts her head.
Okay, Tyler, let's see what you've been up to.
She opens a new window and types, Tyler Mirsky, into the search bar on a social media site and clicks his profile, which shows a photo of him holding a toddler.
How Okay, Tyler, you're definitely all grown up and not frozen in time and breaking into my apartment to deliver cryptic messages in the middle of the night.
More family photos.
Good to know.
Who are you talking to?
Hi, I was just... Nothing. What's going on?
I just wanted to check in and see if you needed any artwork to go with your pitch.
Thanks. That would be great if I had, you know, an actual pitch or even a nugget of an idea for one.
Don't be so hard on yourself. You still have plenty of time to come up with something brilliant.
How are you doing? Are you ready for the holidays?
Not at all. Aaron and I finally convinced his parents to come here for Christmas this year, and I'm starting to regret it.
Why?
Because they have incredibly high standards for Christmas. Their house is like Santa's Village meets Martha Stewart.
Your house is totally festive and beautiful.
Thank you, but not like theirs.
Susie holds a board game.
Maybe I'll get them some lavish Christmas gifts.
Always an option.
Speaking of gifts, can I give this to you to bring to the toy drive? Aaron and I can't make it tonight. We have his holiday office Christmas party.
Sure, no problem.
Thank you. Please tell Nate I say hi, and sorry we couldn't be there.
I will.
Don't worry, you're gonna come up with something amazing.
Lauren raises her brows and bites her lip. A bridge. A building exterior. Sign, community center. Someone hands Nate a toy truck. Nate takes the toy truck over to a table where gifts are being wrapped.
Nice. Right, pro effort.
Thanks.
I think my corners are more precise.
Lauren enters.
Wow, Max, I think she's challenging you to a rap battle. You guys know how a rap battle would go?
Nate bangs the table.
My name is Nate. It's a name you should know, because I know my way around a paper and a bow.
What is happening?
Oh, you guys thought I meant rap battle. No, that would be corny.
Hey there.
He turns around.
Oh, Laura, I'm so glad to see you.
This place looks amazing.
Right, thank you.
Looks around.
And that's quite the hall.
I know, right? I'm blown away by everyone's generosity. Just way more than I was expecting.
By the way, this is from Susie and Aaron.
Thank you.
This guy is from me. I know he's probably too big to rap, but I couldn't resist.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Thank you.
The board game and a stuffed bear.
You know what? Why don't you grab a seat at that table and start rapping, and I'll be with you in a second.
Sure. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, thanks.
Switch back.
A woman enters.
Hi. Can I help you?
Hi. I just wanted to drop off this toy.
Oh, great. I can take that.
Blocks.
I'm Nate, by the way.
Lily, I'm guessing you work here.
Yes, I do. And once I get some more funding, I'll finally be able to hire some people to help me out. But until then, yes, I'm just relying on the generosity of volunteers.
Nods.
Well, I think that this community center is just what the city needed. I'd love to get involved somehow.
Okay, well, if you're free Friday night, we're decorating the town square for our Winter Wonderland fundraiser. All the proceeds are going to a party that we're throwing here on Christmas Eve for some local foster kids.
Sure, I'd love to help.
Great.
But only if I get one of those awesome hats.
Yes.
Elf hat.
Right. Well, seems like a fair trade for some free labor.
Gives her the hat. She puts the elf hat on her head.
How do I look?
Great. Huh? I mean, that hat looks great on anyone.
She takes the hat back off and hands it back to him.
It was great to meet you, Nate. I'll see you Friday night.
Lauren watches.
Yeah, see you then.
Lily looks over her shoulder and smiles at Nate as she exits. Nate looks down at the blocks, then walks over to Lauren and sits across the table from her.
Who are you just talking to?
They smile.
That was Lily.
She raises her brows.
Don't be jealous.
What? Why would I be jealous?
I promise, your toy is definitely better than hers.
I wasn't worried.
Oh.
Can you hand me that gold ribbon?
She points.
That one?
He points. She reaches toward it. He fumbles with it, then tosses it toward her.
Hey, Nate. Come check this out.
He turns.
Okay, I'll be right there. You want to come say hi to the kids?
Sure, I would love to.
They stand and walk over to the wrapping table.
Okay, what's up?
I made the snowflakes. Top that, Max.
That looks so beautiful.
Thank you.
Lauren, these are my amazing Christmas elves. And everyone, this is my friend Lauren.
Oh, Lauren.
She's your girlfriend, right?
What?
No.
No. Not at all.
Not at all. Where'd you get that idea?
Oh. You talk about her all the time.
He grins and nods.
You guys talk about Froyo all the time, and you're not dating Froyo, right?
That's what friends do. They talk about each other.
Exactly.
A teen boy skateboards by.
Tyler?
Nate scratches his head.
No, that's Daniel. He skateboards.
Lauren's office building exterior. In her office, Lauren paces around near an idea board for the Granger pitch. Susie enters.
How's it going? Amazing. No one else should even bother submitting a pitch because I came up with something pretty amazing.
Really?
Yeah. It's right here.
Picks up a blank sheet of paper.
Where did my mind-blowing idea go? But it was so good.
Susie smiles.
I got nothing.
Don't worry. You always work well under pressure.
Not this time. I can't relate to this.
Pan.
Baking just isn't my thing.
Lauren.
Boss.
Which is the mindset of a lot of potential customers.
Exactly.
They nod.
Figuring out how to make this product appeal to a wide base is the key to this pitch, right?
I completely agree.
Great. Can't wait to see what you come up with.
Lauren nods and smiles.
Me too. Okay, then I refuse to leave my office until I come up with something great.
No, that is the worst thing you can do. Whenever I have a creative block, I give myself a break from whatever I'm working on, and that gives me a lot of clarity.
Does that really work for you?
Absolutely. Sometimes an idea comes to you when you least expect it.
Want to grab lunch?
I wish I could. I have to leave early and help Aaron set up these life-size German nutcrackers we found online.
Are you trying to impress your in-laws or scare them?
I know, right?
Lauren picks up her cell phone. Texts, Nate, L. What are you up to? The bridge, Nate and Lauren.
So how's work going?
Lifts her cup.
This pretty much sums it up since it's been an entire day of coffee, brainstorm, repeat, and I still have nothing.
I'm sorry. Anything I can do to help?
Share Christmas Kringle with me so I'm not eating my feelings by myself?
Pat's belly.
I think I can manage that.
One Kringle, please.
Okay, here we go. Oh, you want to take a photo?
Yes, of course.
All right. You're just using me for my long arms.
Nate and Lauren take selfies on a bench.
This looks so good.
Like crazy. I can't wait.
Oh.
They touch hands when they both reach for the same cookie. Then they stare at each other.
Oh my gosh. It's been so obvious this entire time.
What has?
Coffee, brainstorm, repeat. I think I finally just had a breakthrough with my pitch.
Nate looks down and nods.
Oh, wait.
That's amazing.
Yeah, hold on a second. Bake, eat, repeat. I'm so relieved that I finally have an idea that might actually be good.
I mean, I wasn't worried. And once your boss picks your pitch and you go and you win that account, I am taking you to Mariano's.
I appreciate the vote of confidence and the promise of a free meal, nice. But isn't Mariano's, like, super romantic? I think Susie and Aaron went there for their anniversary.
Oh, I didn't know it was romantic.
He scratches his head.
Yeah, no, I just suggested it because they have, like, a really world-famous lasagna, and it's, like, last meal worthy.
You know, I don't... I'm not a lasagna person, but, burger and fries? I'll take that any day of the week.
Yes. Yeah, whatever you want. It's totally up to you.
What if I pitch bombs?
If your pitch bombs, we have boxed wine.
She nods her head.
Cool. As long as I get my own box.
Wow. I thought you were gonna would have gone a different way with that.
The town from above, Lauren's home, wind blows in her window, a man plays guitar. Lauren wakes from her sleep, her phone clock reads 2 a.m.
Did I leave the TV on?
She gets out of bed. She walks in and sees the man, her eyes widen. She picks up the muffin tin and raises it over her head but drops it as he turns around.
Hey, Lauren.
Jake?
He puts down the guitar. She pinches him.
Ow! What was that for?
Just checking to see if you're real.
She nods.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is actually happening. I haven't seen you since...
college.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is why you look so young.
Exactly.
Puts her hands on her hips.
What are you doing here?
Well, that's what I'm about to show you.
She smiles awkwardly.
Follow me.
Follow you?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
They walk around her Christmas tree and come back out from behind the Christmas tree in the library.
What just happened?
She looks around.
Where are we?
You don't recognize this place?
She narrows her eyes and tilts her head.
The campus library?
Yep. Junior year.
Let me get this straight. Are you saying we just traveled back in time to her junior year of college?
He nods.
Well, if you really want your mind blown, look over there.
He points to her younger self. Her jaw drops.
How is that even possible?
She narrows her eyes.
I look so young. Remind me never to get bangs again, though.
We've been dating for about a month. I was meeting up with you for a study session.
His younger self approaches hers. He hands her a tin box.
What's in there?
He opens it.
Homemade Christmas cookies.
She puts out her hands, then takes one.
My mom loves Christmas, and she sent me this giant care package. She even buys her family matching Christmas sweaters every year. What about your mom? Does she have any wacky Christmas traditions?
She's not really that kind of mom. Never has been.
Oh. What kind of mom is she?
She shakes her head.
It's really not worth getting into.
The present Lauren stares at the past Lauren.
Hey. It's okay. We don't have to talk about it.
The past Jake places his hand on the past Lauren's hand reassuringly. She smiles.
How about we start our own Christmas tradition?
Like what?
Like eating Christmas cookies for dinner.
She nods and smiles, then they clink their Christmas cookies together. A white flash.
Wait, where are we now?
It's a year later.
They stand outside on the steps.
Why are we outside the library?
Well, it's our senior year, and I was playing you a song I'd been working on for my music composition final.
He points to their past selves.
Look over there.
Jake, that was so amazing.
Thank you.
Sets down guitar.
But I think to really sell the song, I need to wear something that screams Christmas.
He pulls open his jacket. A kitschy Christmas sweater.
Oh, don't you laugh. Don't you laugh, because I got one for you too, okay?
He pulls out an equally kitschy Christmas sweater. She nods.
Merry Christmas for my mother.
Mm-hmm. That's so nice of her, I think.
Well, I mean, she insisted on sending it to you. She already considers you to be a part of the family.
Present Jake.
Whoops. Shouldn't have said that.
Past Lauren.
Wow. Don't forget to thank her for me when you see her for winter break.
Past Jake.
Actually, what if you thanked her in person? What you could do if you came home with me for Christmas this year.
Don't you think it's too soon for that?
No. I mean, we've been dating for over a year now, and I'm ready for us to spend Christmas together.
I'm sorry, Jake, but I don't know if I am.
Lauren, I love you, and I want you to meet my family.
Present Lauren looks at present Jake, then back at the past selves.
Wait, you... What? Wow. Really?
Not exactly what you want to hear when you say I love you to your girlfriend.
I care about you, Jake, but I'm not ready for the L word or to go home with you for Christmas.
I don't get it. Why are you pushing me away?
I'm not. I just have a lot on my plate. We're graduating next semester, and I need to start applying for marketing jobs, and... I think we should break up.
He looks up at her.
What?
She stands up.
What?
I should go.
She hugs him.
Lauren, wait.
His sweater plays music. She runs.
I'm sorry.
Lauren! Lauren!
Present Jake.
Watching that still hurts.
He looks at present Lauren.
Did you really want to break up because you had a lot on your plate?
She looks at him.
Why are you asking me that?
I don't know, because it kind of seemed like a made-up excuse.
It wasn't. Can we please go now?
He looks at her.
I have one more thing to show you.
A white flash.
Is this my old dorm?
She looks around. He nods. Past Nate knocks on past Lauren's door. Past Lauren answers.
Lore.
A cup and bag.
Hi, Nate.
Thought you could use some cheering up, a little late night study snack.
He hands the cup and bag to her. She examines them.
Gingerbread? Hot chocolate?
Thank you. I'm so lucky to have a best friend like you.
They hug.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty great.
Present Lauren and Jake watch from the doorway. Past Lauren and Nate sit down.
You okay?
I guess. It's been hard to focus on finals after the whole breakup. Oh, I can't wait for the semester to be over. I'm so excited for winter break and some time at home with my dad.
Yeah. Any chance you're going to see your mom, too?
She shakes her head.
No. You know how she is. Holidays aren't really her thing. Probably for the best, considering that she left me and my dad right before Christmas.
Right. Sorry, I shouldn't have asked.
Oh, it's fine. Besides, my dad is amazing, and he goes all out for Christmas.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. You know, when he came for Parents Week, he told me that he would buy me a shot of soju on my 21st birthday.
That totally sounds like my dad. Hey, are you still going to Michigan with your roommate's family for Christmas?
Actually, I'm just gonna stay here on campus.
She shrugs.
Their guest list keeps growing, and I think it's gonna be cramped.
You can't spend Christmas here alone. Come home with me.
Thanks, but no, I don't want to impose.
You're not. Trust me. You haven't truly experienced the holidays until you've attended a legendary Kim family Christmas potluck.
Well, I guess if it's legendary, I don't want to pass that up.
Jake.
Huh.
Present Lauren.
Interesting.
What do you mean?
Well, when I asked you about your mom, you totally shut me out.
No, I didn't. Besides, this is different. Nate's my best friend.
He nods.
Mm-hmm.
A white flash. Lauren wakes in her bed to her 7 a.m. cell phone alarm. She stops it, tosses the phone, then falls back and covers her head with her blanket. Ice skaters on an outdoor rink, Stella Luna Gelato Cafe, Lauren, and Nate.
After the Tyler dream, I thought this is random, but not a big deal. But two ex-boyfriend dreams in a row?
Shakes her head.
Starting to freak me out.
They're just dreams.
I guess. Did you like Jake? What did you think about us as a couple?
Yeah. I don't even remember. It was so long ago.
He shrugs. She tilts her head.
I thought he was a good guy. You two seemed happy together.
Do you think I made a mistake breaking up with him?
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I'm not really the right guy to ask.
Come on, I know you have an opinion.
I guess it always seemed like you were holding back in the relationship.
How so?
Why are you questioning breaking up with Jake after all these years?
Shakes her head.
I'm not. I guess I'm just weirded out by the dream. I have to admit, I kind of looked him up this morning.
Oh, kind of, or full-on cyber-stalked?
Just a harmless little search.
Just a harmless. Okay, and?
He's doing great. He's engaged, living in New York, working on his music.
That's great. Oh, you know what? I gotta go to work. So I'll see you tonight.
What's tonight?
Really? We're decorating the town square for Winter Wonderland? You didn't forget, did you?
Of course not. It's on my calendar.
He points at her.
Just for that, I'm putting you on cleanup duty.
Good.
She nods. The office.
Now, I just need your help with some artwork.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of bake, eat, repeat? Oh, no, you hate it.
Actually, I love it.
Then why the face?
Because someone else already submitted the same idea to the art department last night.
Seriously?
I'm afraid so. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm not going to panic. The pitch is due in a few days, and I'm back to square one. But I'll just cover something else, even though
It took me forever to come up with this idea. Definitely not panicking.
Okay, you kind of seem like you're panicking.
Oh, that's because I totally am.
They nod. They each pick up a cookie.
I just need to figure out how to get into the minds of people who bake, since
those are the same people who buy bakeware.
That makes sense.
Susie nods her head. Lauren smiles.
It's so obvious. Why didn't I think of this earlier? I know exactly where I need to go.
Lauren walks away. Lauren saw upon Young's house, kitchen.
Young, you're my baking guru. Thank you so much for helping me out.
My pleasure.
What did you make?
Bun cakes, but with a Korean twist. I use sweet rice flour and sweet red bean paste.
I swear, sweet red bean paste is like Nutella for Koreans.
Pretty much.
Can I ask you why you love baking so much?
My mother taught me how to bake. It was a wonderful way for us to spend time together. I always loved baking with her, especially at Christmas.
I wish I had Christmas traditions and memories like that with my mom.
You never bake with her?
Lauren shakes her head.
No, baking wasn't really her thing, and I guess Christmas wasn't either since, well, you know.
It's a shame to associate Christmas with such a painful memory.
Lauren shrugs.
It's fine. I'm just glad my dad was lucky enough to find you. You two are perfect for each other.
And what about you? Anyone special in your life?
Shakes her head.
Not at the moment.
Are you at least open to the idea?
Young smiles. Appa enters.
Hi. Thought a little Christmas music might be nice.
He sees the cakes.
Hi, Appa. How convenient of you to show up right when the bun cakes are ready to eat.
Oh, I'm just here to help clean up the kitchen. You missed a spot. Oops. No, I touched it. Guess I'm gonna have to eat it. Oh no, what a mess. Oh, come to Appa.
He eats it. Decorations, a glowing red bow, illuminated white trees. Lauren and Nate decorate a Christmas tree. The other volunteers place various Christmas decorations. Nate hands out giant snowflakes, then tries out some photo booth props. Lauren adjusts floral arrangements. Nate brings her hot chocolate. She thanks him and watches him walk away. The group. Lights on.
Yeah! We did it! Thank you all so much, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
That looks
awesome. We did it.
We did it.
Big dog!
Great work. I'll see you tomorrow.
Lauren starts to walk up to Nate, but Lily does first.
Hey. This was so much fun. Thanks for letting me be a part of it.
No, are you kidding? I should be thanking you. We could not have pulled this off without amazing volunteers like you. And fingers crossed, we make our fundraising goal tomorrow night.
Lily smiles.
After the holidays, I would really love to hear more about your plans for the community center. Maybe we could even meet for coffee.
Coffee sounds good. We'll talk after the holidays and we'll set something up.
Sure. Just let me know.
He nods.
Oh, here's my number.
Lily hands him a card. Lauren looks down.
Good night.
Lily smiles brightly and walks away. Nate waves and pockets the card.
Hey.
Wow, look who has a date.
It's not a date, it's coffee.
Coffee date.
I think you're reading too much into this.
I'd have flirting when I see it, and trust me, she was flirting with you.
Rolls his eyes.
You should take her out to dinner instead of coffee. Oh, you shouldn't take her to Mariano's.
Why do you care? Whether it's a date or not, or where we go.
I don't care. I mean, I care about you, but I just want to see you happy.
He smiles slightly and shrugs, then nods.
Yeah.
She nods. Lauren's home. She gets into bed.
To sleep, so no crazy ex-boyfriend dreams tonight.
She turns off her lamp. Wind blows in the window. Lauren lays in bed sleeping soundly. Her cell phone clock reads 2 a.m. She wakes up.
If this is another ex-boyfriend visiting me in the middle of the night, let's reschedule.
A man in a suit by her tree. He looks at his phone. She walks up to him. She smirks.
Henry.
Hey, Lauren.
Why are my ex-boyfriends haunting me before Christmas?
He smiles.
What's over the sleigh bells?
It's an app I downloaded. I thought it was a more soothing way to wake you up instead of this.
Okay, turn it off, I get it. Thank you. So what do you think about doing the Cliff Notes version of this visit? Like, skip the whole traveling through time part and you just tell me what I need to know?
Yeah, doesn't quite work that way.
Points to tree.
After you.
She grins. She lowers her hands from her hips and walks around the tree. A white flash.
Any idea where we are now?
Well, this place was clearly designed by a very talented architect with a love for minimalism and mid-century modern furniture, so I guess we're in your apartment?
He points at their past selves.
This was our second Christmas as a couple and the first dinner party we ever hosted together for our friends.
It was also the first and last time you ever let me in your kitchen.
Yeah.
You know what other first this night reminds me of? You were my first boyfriend after college. I was working my first marketing job, and this was the first time I started feeling like an adult.
She smiles.
For me, this was the first time I thought you could be the one.
Past Lauren drops a dish.
Okay. You okay?
Yes.
You know, I was thinking, I could easily redesign my bedroom closet to be twice as big.
Why? Are you planning on going on a massive shopping spree?
No, but I figured the extra space would be good if you wanted to move in with me.
Past Lauren stares at past Henry.
Just think about it.
Past Lauren gets the door. She finds past Nate, Susie, and other friends.
Hi, come in. Good to see you, Divya.
Me too. Thanks for having us.
Yes.
For you and Henry, Merry Christmas.
Thanks. I'm going to go take us to the kitchen.
Okay.
I'll go with you. I'm going to ask Henry about renovating my bathroom.
I think I'll tag along to make sure his tips are budget-friendly.
Do you want to go put that under the tree?
Yeah.
Past Nate and past Lauren place his gift under her tree.
Everything okay?
Henry just asked me to move in with him.
He nods.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's too soon.
Present Henry.
I guess you didn't need time to think about things.
Present Lauren.
I was in shock. We were doing fine, and then all of a sudden you swung this huge question on me.
You made it sound like the thought of moving in with me was this terrible thing.
It wasn't, but I didn't understand why you were trying to rush things.
And I didn't understand why you were so afraid to take the next step.
I mean, who wouldn't be? It was a huge step.
He looks at her, a white flash, the ice skating rink.
Aw, I love this place. I haven't been ice skating in forever.
I brought you here a few days after our dinner party. There we are.
Past Henry.
Have you given any thought to what I asked you the other night?
Yeah, I did.
Past Lauren.
And?
I'm sorry, Henry, but I'm not ready to move in with you yet.
Then when?
I don't know.
In a year? 2 years?
I have no idea. Why do we have to be on a specific timeline?
We don't. But I love you, and I'm excited to plan our future together.
I'm not sure I see a future with you.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be honest.
Are you?
She furrows her brow and shakes her head.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means I think you're running away from this relationship.
I'm not. But I'm gonna skate away, which technically isn't running away. I know you've been running away in the figurative sense, but...
Collides with a skater.
Yeah, that definitely hurt.
I was talking about the breakup, which came out of nowhere. Seemed like we had zero problems in our relationship till I was ready to take the next step.
I think you pressuring me to live with you before I was ready qualified as a problem.
Somehow you saying that doesn't surprise me. And neither did this.
Past Lauren on her cell phone.
Hey, Nate, are you free to talk?
present Lauren.
What? I was upset and needed someone to talk to.
You could have called any other friend. You chose me.
She shrugs.
I think you're kind of missing the whole point here.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I know. And unfortunately, you don't have much time to figure it out.
He nods. She furrows her brow. A white flash. Lauren awakes in her bed to her 7 a.m. phone alarm. She turns it off. She sits up.
Yep. Sleep bells are definitely better.
She flops back down. Susie's house. Lauren and Susie decorate gingerbread houses.
To be honest, I was definitely surprised when you broke up with Henry. You two are a terrific couple. Henry and I had our issues. I feel like the main issue was that you freaked out when he asked you to move in with him. I didn't freak out. It was too soon. Okay. You think these gingerbread houses will pass the in-law test? I hope so. Aaron and I just have to find a way to cram Christmas into every corner of this house. Oh, I feel like you've managed to do that already. Just ask your two new strapping bodyguards.
Giant nutcrackers.
They're seriously giving me Mona Lisa vibes. It's like their eyes are constantly following me. I know.
Shakes her head.
It's interesting that you've been having dreams about your ex-boyfriends lately. Sometimes our dreams are trying to tell us something.
Lauren furrows brow.
What do you think my dreams are trying to tell me? That perhaps you have a problem with commitment. That's not true. I've been in plenty of committed relationships that have always come to an end. And in all of those relationships, you were the dumper, not the dumpee. You've broken a lot of hearts. That's not fair. I'm just trying to be honest. Look, sometimes I worry about you. You haven't had another relationship since Logan. I'm fine. I just haven't met the right person yet. Or maybe you have, but you just haven't realized it yet. Perhaps he's someone who makes up the other half of a winning Christmas game night team. Hmm? Seriously, haven't you ever considered even the possibility of dating Nate? I mean, it's pretty obvious how he feels about you. So all you have to do is take him out of the friend zone.
I can't. He's my best friend. I could never risk hurting him.
But he's perfect for you.
Hardly. We have too many differences. For starters, he's not a morning person.
Most people aren't.
He has terrible taste in movies.
It's funny. You haven't actually denied having feelings for Nate.
Lauren nods.
You know what? I think my gingerbread house could use a few more of these.
Lauren picks up miniature candy canes. The city from above, the horse-drawn carriage. Nate greets guests. Lauren, her appa, and Young all get cups of hot chocolate at a stand.
Thank you.
They take sips.
That tastes like Christmas.
Susie.
Well, 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 ladies here.
We're heading to the photo booth. Come join us.
Sure, only if my dad promises not to hog the camera, though.
I can't help it if I'm naturally photogenic. The camera's just drawn to my impeccable bone structure.
Come on.
They all take photo booth pictures with props. Nate and Lauren.
By the way, you have a serious problem.
Her eyes widen.
Now, I know that this is your second cup, and you stole an extra marshmallow.
What can I say? I'm a hot chocoholic. That didn't quite work, did it?
Nate points to the horse-drawn carriage.
What do you think? Come on, it'll be fun.
She shrugs.
Sure, let's do it.
Max.
He hands their cocoa to Max.
Can you help me, Cotton, sir?
Nate helps her into the carriage, then climbs in. They cover with a plaid blanket.
Okay, we're good. Ready to go?
The carriage moves. The city from above at night. Snow falls as Lauren and Nate ride in the carriage.
Congrats on tonight. You really brought the whole town together.
Thanks. I'm so thrilled with the turnout, and we made plenty of money to throw these kids a great Christmas Eve party.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
Now all that's left is we have to turn the community center into Party Central.
That reminds me, I'll bring the Christmas cards for the stockings.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. And how's work going, by the way?
I'm hoping to turn one of my backup ideas into something great.
She nods.
Fingers crossed for a Christmas miracle.
She is slung into him and their eyes lock.
You don't need a miracle. You pour your heart into everything that you do.
He smiles at her. She stares at him.
Laura, there is something that I've wanted to talk to you about for a while.
He looks back and forth between her lips and her eyes.
Wait. That's it. You just said I pour my heart into everything I do.
He nods.
Yeah, I did.
She grins.
That's been the missing ingredient in my pitch this whole time.
She shakes her head.
I've been approaching this whole thing wrong. The Granger campaign isn't about the technical aspects of baking. It's about baking with your heart.
He nods, then shakes his head.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Baking with your heart.
She smirks, then looks at him.
Bake your heart out.
He grins.
That's it. Now I know what my pitching bee thinks to you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Glad I could help.
Okay, I need to go home and start working on this right away. Thank you again. Bye.
She gets out of the carriage and leaves. He tosses the blanket. A gazebo in the snow. Lauren wakes in her bed, her hand on the Granger binder. She turns off her 7 a.m. alarm.
Finally. Good night's sleep with no ex-boyfriend visits.
She stretches and smiles. At the office, she sits next to Susie at the conference table.
Good luck.
Thanks. I stayed up late working on my pitch and turned it in at the last minute.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
First of all, let me say I was really impressed with the work everyone was able to do in such a short amount of time. And after reviewing all of your pitches, I feel confident that we're going to be presenting the winning idea to Granger tomorrow. And that's going to be bake your heart out. Congrats, Lauren.
Congrats, you did it.
Thank you. I can't believe I pulled it off. And after tomorrow, I'll finally be able to relax and enjoy the rest of the holiday season. You seemed like you were enjoying yourself last night. In fact, you look pretty cozy with Nate on that carriage ride. We were having a nice time until Nate was about to confess his feelings for me. Why didn't he? I already told you I can't risk hurting Nate. You can't risk hurting Nate, or you can't risk getting hurt. I already told you why we're not right for each other. Besides, Nate has other options, like this woman Lily he just met.
Well, if you don't want to date him, then why would Lily?
Just because Nate's not right for me doesn't mean he's not a great catch. You know Nate. He's smart and funny and doesn't take himself too seriously. He's also thoughtful and supportive and the kind of friend you can always count on to be there for you. He's just an amazing guy.
Susie nods.
Which is why Lily would be incredibly lucky to have him in her life.
Her boss.
Have you got everything you need for your pitch tomorrow?
Actually, I want to talk to you about that. I was thinking about adding some additional visual aids to really capture the idea of bake your heart out.
Be more specific.
I want to take a few photos that depict how people show their love through baking and how baking brings people together.
And Susie, I was hoping you could help me integrate them into the presentation.
Sure, whatever you need.
Well, I think that all sounds like a recipe for a winning pitch.
Her boss leaves. Susie nods. Lauren shrugs. The snowy city from above. Upon Young.
Are you kidding me? Oh, let's do some heart photos.
Sounds nice.
Nice,
Nicholas.
Nice. And then the finger heart.
It's
got to
go over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I like that one.
No, it's the heart.
I know. Thank you. That was perfect.
Well, I'm glad we could help.
Young, are you wearing a new ring?
An early Christmas gift from your father.
It's the same ring. I just upgraded the sparkly bit.
Lauren looks at it closely.
Wow, that ring reminds me of... I mean, it's beautiful.
Would you like to stay and have some cake?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could, but I have to get back to work.
Then I insist on wrapping up some cake for you to take with you.
Well, I could never say no to cake, and it would be rude of me, so.
That's because I raised you right.
The city adorned with lights and dusted with snow. The community center. Nate gives the teen a fist bump, then continues stuffing stockings. He checks his phone. He walks near the Christmas tree and texts Lauren. Text, are you still coming by tonight? He frowns and lowers his phone. A busy street. At the office, Lauren closes her laptop and puts it in a case. She looks around for her phone and finds it under a book, then puts it in her purse. Susie walks in and hands Lauren a flash drive.
This is for tomorrow. It's your entire pitch with graphics and photos included. All you have to do is point and click and say thank you once you've won the account.
Thank you. You are the best. So, are you ready for Christmas with your in-laws?
I was, but you're never going to believe what happened. Aaron's dad sprained his ankle this afternoon, so now we're flying to North Carolina to see them instead.
No.
Yeah.
And now you're stuck with those nutty nutcrackers.
Actually, they're coming with us. I bought them seats on the plane. Anyway, I have to get home and start packing for our trip.
I'll walk out with you.
Oh, don't forget the Christmas cards. I dropped them off while you were out taking photos.
Lauren's eyes widen.
I was so focused on my pitch that I totally forgot about tonight. What time is it?
Almost 8 o'clock.
I was supposed to be there hours ago. Sorry, I have to run.
They hug.
Merry Christmas.
Lauren runs through the office. Nate exits the community center.
Nate!
Lauren runs up to him.
Hi, sorry. Don't worry, I have the Christmas cards.
She gives him the box.
My boss picked my idea, and I've been scrambling all day to get my pitch ready for tomorrow.
Congrats.
Nate nods. He looks around.
Look, it's been a long day, so I'll catch up with you later.
I'm sorry. I know I screwed up.
You couldn't be bothered to call? Respond to a text message?
I haven't checked my phone all day. I didn't mean to bail on purpose. I just forgot.
Well, that's worse, isn't it?
She tilts her head.
You know what this party means to me.
Of course I do.
She looks down.
I had no idea I'd be working on this pitch a week before Christmas. The timing was awful, and there's nothing I could do about it.
Yeah, well, I really feel like I prioritize our friendship, no matter how busy I am. So, it's fine. I get it. It's kind of obvious what you've been doing.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You've been putting up walls, left and right.
Oh, come on, that's not fair. Why would I do that?
Because you don't want to hear what I have to say, Lauren. But I have to say it. Lauren, I'm in love with you. And yeah, okay. I know.
No,
you don't feel the same, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. So I can't let you off the hook for tonight. I think I deserve better than that. So I hate to do this to you, but I can't spend Christmas with you.
Wait, what?
No. Just please, yeah, give my apologies to Leo and Young.
Nate!
No,
Nate! Please.
He walks away. She stands with her mouth agape. Lauren's home. She sits on her couch with her eyebrows furrowed. She picks up her phone to text Nate. Text, I'm really sorry about tonight, can we talk? She deletes the text instead of sending it, then picks up her TV remote.
FYI, I'm in no mood for a visit tonight. Need to stay up until Christmas Eve.
The city from above. Wind blows in Lauren's window. Snow falls on her face as she sleeps on her couch.
So cold.
A man shakes snow off his hat onto her. She sits up and looks at him.
Logan.
Hi, Lauren.
She rubs her eyes.
Still here.
Hi.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Although I'm surprised you're glad to see me. We haven't spoken since...
Pretty much.
All right. Let me get my boots and coat. Knowing you, I doubt you'll be taking me somewhere warm with central heating.
She walks away. He smiles. A white flash. A snowy mountain. They walk through some trees in the snow.
And my instincts were spot on. I knew the destination would require a passport, a compass, or a water purifying kit.
He smiles and shakes his head.
You recognize this place?
She looks around and nods her head.
This was our vacation to Washington State, right?
He nods.
You brought me here for the zip line and mulled wine event just before Christmas a few years ago.
Yep, I did. And you were less than thrilled about it at first.
I don't think I can do this.
Past Lauren.
I'm serious, Logan. I can't.
You're gonna be fine.
Past Logan.
I know I stepped outside of my comfort zone when we went whitewater rafting in Costa Rica.
And you survived.
Yes, but I'm terrified of heights.
Can you give us a minute?
Sure.
The instructor steps away.
Hey. Trust me.
He nods.
Okay. Once you get over the initial fear, you're going to have a blast. When you get to the end, there's going to be a nice, delicious mug of mulled wine waiting for you on the other end of that zip line. Okay?
Present.
When I first met you at Tan Lao Books, I should have known that you weren't much of an outdoorsy person.
What gave it away?
I don't know, maybe the fact that you were buying a book called Luxury Travel on a Budget?
They grin.
You definitely brought out my adventurous side. I'll never forget our trip to Iceland and how we saw the Northern Lights.
And we said I love you to each other for the first time.
I could really go for some of that mulled wine right about now.
Past Lauren.
Okay. Might just take a leap. If I don't do this, I know I'm gonna regret missing out on an amazing experience.
He nods. She buckles her helmet.
It still counts if I scream at the top of my lungs the entire time, right?
It totally does.
He nods and smiles.
Actually, I changed my mind. I don't think I can do this.
He looks at her.
Okay. I want to try something. But first, you gotta close your eyes.
She looks up at him and gulps, then closes her eyes.
Now, I want you to visualize gliding down the zip line.
She opens one eye, recloses it.
The wind blowing through your face as you fly through the forest. It's freeing and exhilarating. When you reach your destination, you realize you're about to begin a brand new journey.
Past Logan pulls a ring box from his pocket. Past Lauren opens her eyes and looks at him, then looks at the box and drops her jaw.
What's this?
Just a little something to make this experience that much more memorable.
Their present selves watch from the ground.
Lauren, I know that we're about to take a big leap off the side of this mountain together. But I'm ready to take an even bigger leap with you. In life.
Past Logan opens the ring box.
Will you marry me?
Past Lauren gulps.
Lauren?
Past Lauren shakes her head tearfully.
I'm not ready to get married.
Past Logan's face falls.
No. You're just scared. This is always your first reaction when you get outside of your comfort zone, but you can't spend your entire life second-guessing yourself or living in fear.
She shakes her head.
No, I'm not afraid. I'm just not ready to get married.
Next month is our 3-year anniversary. If you're not ready now, then when?
I don't know.
I love you, Lauren. And I'm ready to take a leap.
He drops the ring, then falls off the platform and slides down a zip line.
Are you okay?
present Lauren and Logan.
I hope you know I really did love you, Logan.
They face each other. A white flash. Lauren wakes up on her couch.
Okay, I guess that was the last ex-boyfriend visit.
Tyler.
Not exactly.
All four.
What are you guys all doing here?
There was no mention of a group visit.
We wanted to see if you've learned anything.
I learned that I should invest in a high-end sleep machine so I don't wake up in the middle of the night.
You really didn't learn anything about your past relationships?
She stares at them, then rolls her eyes.
I guess I learned that I always panicked and ended things whenever we got too close in each of our relationships.
Logan nods.
Anything else? Perhaps something to do with the timing of these breakups?
She tilts her head.
What do you mean?
You broke up with each of us at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like Christmas is some sort of emotional trigger for you.
All I have to say is I'm incredibly sorry for hurting you guys. I never meant to do that.
Oh, before you go, I have a question for Tyler. What did you mean when you said I needed to change my ways before it's too late?
I did? Oh, right. Yeah, my bad. I totally did.
Too late for what?
They stare at her. Her Christmas tree, a white flash. Lauren and all four exes stand outside in town.
Mariano's!
If you want answers, you're gonna have to get them yourself. This is where Nate wanted to take you to celebrate, if you won the Granger account. But you said it was too romantic.
And you told him to bring Lily instead.
Guys, I've never been here before. I don't get why we're here.
Oh, this isn't the past. This is the future.
Tyler minds a blown mind.
It is.
Yep. And even though you shot down the idea of having dinner here with Nate, he ended up here anyway. It's not with you.
What do you mean?
A white flash. They reappear in the restaurant.
Oh. Nate asked Lily on a date after all.
Are you really that surprised? You pushed him away.
Nate gets down on one knee in front of Lily.
What is he doing?
Lily. Nothing would make me happier than to spend the rest of my life with my best friend.
Well, I'm his best friend.
Will you marry me?
Yes. Yes. This can't be happening. Are you seriously trying to tell me that Nate and Lily get engaged? They haven't even been on a date yet. How can he get engaged to her when he's in love with me?
You're the one who said he wasn't right for you.
And that you were just friends. And how you didn't want to risk hurting him.
And how you said he has a terrible taste in movies, which, by the way, would be a total deal breaker for me, too.
Is this what you meant when you said, before it's too late? I just need to know if this is what you meant. Can someone please just answer me?
A white flash. Lauren wakes up to rolling off the couch.
Nate can't marry Lily.
Carolers outside of Stella Luna Gelato Cafe. Lauren brings two mugs to a table and sits with her appa.
Thanks for meeting me before work, appa.
Of course. Everything okay?
I've just had a lot on my mind lately.
She looks down at her mug worriedly.
I've been thinking about some of the relationships I've had and why they didn't work out. I realize it's because of me.
Why'd you say that?
Every time I had a boyfriend who tried to get close to me around Christmas, I panicked and ran away. I think I was just trying to protect myself from getting hurt. The way Mom hurt us when she left.
She nods. He looks down. As tears well in her eyes, she looks up and around then back at him.
Now I'm worried I'm becoming just like her.
He nods his head.
I understand how you feel. When your mom left us, I felt a lot of the same things you did.
Really?
Absolutely. But eventually, I realized that going through a big heartbreak didn't mean I had to stay heartbroken forever.
She looks down.
Ever since I met Young, all that pain became a distant memory. But I'm not afraid of those memories. They're a reminder of how lucky I am to be with Young.
But how did you find the courage to put yourself out there in the first place? You weren't scared to get hurt again?
Of course I was scared. But I also realized that the possibility of finding love was worth the risk of being hurt.
She looks down.
Even though your mom broke my heart when she left, I don't regret loving her.
She smiles.
It was worth it. Because we ended up with you.
I'm so glad that you found Young. You deserve that kind of happiness.
And so do you.
She smiles and nods. He nods.
Thanks, Abba.
They hug. Snowy trees. Lauren paces in her office. A computer pop-up notification reads, 4 p.m. to 4:50 p.m., Granger Bakeware pitch, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., Christmas Eve party at community center. She picks up her phone. The matching hat selfie of her and Nate on her phone screen. She looks at it and smiles.
Lauren?
Her buzz.
It's time.
Great. I'm ready.
They leave. Sign, Granger Bakeware.
Granger Bakeware has long been the industry standard when it comes to all things bakeware. Now, your most recent campaign focused on the quality and durability of your bakeware, but those campaigns depict your bakeware as a functional item in one's kitchen.
Photos.
See, baking should be about more than just making the perfect pie crust or Instagram-worthy cakes. Baking should be about bringing people together.
They nod.
When you use Granger Bakeware, it's a way of saying you're ready to bake your heart out.
The Bake Your Heart Out logo.
When you bake for someone, it's a way of saying, I care about you, or I appreciate you, or thank you for being an amazing friend, or I should have been there for you the way you've always been there for me, or I don't want to lose you, or I love you.
Lauren?
She looks at them.
I'm sorry. I have to go.
Lauren runs out of the conference room, leaving the Granger executives and her boss behind. The community center. The stockings are stuffed with the Christmas cards from the box. A Santa talks to smaller kids. Nate wears a dark suit with a dark red necktie as he walks around checking on the guests of the Christmas party as they mingle. As he walks by, he checks in on the tables where some guests are seated writing on paper. He smiles and looks around then walks toward the Christmas tree. He sees a child under the tree hugging the giant bear that Lauren donated. Lauren enters wearing a dark red lace dress and her hair pulled back. She sees Nate and stops, then smiles. Nate smiles as the child runs past him holding the giant bear, then Nate turns around as sees Lauren standing in the doorway. They walk toward one another.
What are you doing here?
She shrugs.
I never pass up the chance to wear a fancy dress. Can we talk?
It's not really a good time right now. I'm in the middle of this party.
Please, it'll only take a sec.
He stares at her. They wander around.
What's going on? Wait, shouldn't you be at work?
I felt like it was more important for me to be at this party.
Wait, no. Today's your big pitch day.
Yeah, I kind of left in the middle of it.
He shakes his head.
You did?
She nods.
I had to, once I realized something pretty important.
And what's that?
I realize you've always been there for me, no matter what. And I want to be there for you, too. I'm okay with losing an account, but I can't lose my best friend. Who's also the love of my life.
He smiles. She looks down and smiles. He steps closer and they embrace, then kiss passionately. The guests notice.
Look who's got a girlfriend.
It's about time.
A large pile of toys and gifts. Nate and Lauren hand them out to the guests with the Santa's help. The kids smile and accept them. Nate hugs Lauren from behind. They continue passing out the Christmas gifts. The Christmas tree. Operon Young's house. Text, 1 year later. Christmas dinner.
Oh, see some empty glasses.
Appa pours wine.
You really outdid yourself, Young. These desserts are almost too pretty to eat.
Thank you.
Appa!
She said almost.
Oh, come on, it's Christmas. Let the man have his rice cake.
You know what they say. Guess is always right.
Yeah, I got you.
I don't know how I feel about the two of you conspiring together.
What?
Who, us?
Oh, we wouldn't do that. We would never do that.
That's ridiculous. What is she even talking about?
I don't know.
We should go and check on our guests.
Appa and Young leave.
He's a keeper.
Appa points to Nate. Lauren smiles and raises her brows.
Laura, I know we said we weren't going to exchange gifts until later, but I want to give you one of your gifts a little bit early.
One of my gifts? Does that mean there are multiple gifts? Let's go.
They walk to the tree.
What's happening?
Nate pulls a ring box from his pocket, then gets down on one knee. Lauren stares down at him with wide eyes as her family watches, smiling.
Lauren, I'm so lucky to have you as my best friend. And I want to spend the rest of my life winning Christmas game night championships with you and avoiding your terrible cooking.
He beams up at her. She smiles down at him. He holds up the ring box and opens it.
Will you marry me?
She looks down at the ring, then into his eyes. He looks up at her. She smiles and nods. He puts the ring on her finger, then they kiss.
Merry Christmas!
She hugs her appa. She hugs Young and Appa hugs Nate. Young hugs Nate. Lauren glances out of a window and sees her 4x boyfriend standing outside in the snow. She pulls back the curtain. They smile and wave at her. She furrows her eyebrows and her mouth gapes open. She looks again and the ex-boyfriends have vanished. She smiles.